Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. Chatting with the President and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, following up on a news release that came out just earlier this week, it talks about a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for a drilling contract at the ODNE project. Now, the drilling will be paid through equity, which means that the drilling company is really also taking some of the risk involved with the exploration program here. The drill company is GeoDrill Limited. That company is traded on the TSX under the symbol GEO. Glenn, just start us off with a little recap of the relationship that Awale has with GeoDrill Limited.
They actually did our initial drilling in 2018 on the Bonduku project when we did some scout drilling on two targets there. So they're very familiar, and they are obviously West African drillers, but they're very familiar with our properties in the northeast. So, you know, at the moment, drill rigs are certainly, you know, in Côte d'Ivoire, certainly a lot of drilling happening, so pretty scarce. And we managed to secure this rig with GeoDrill to effectively do this 10,000 meters, which is roughly the $1 million US drill program over the next. Well, it's the contract actually lasts for 6 months, but we'd be envisaged that we'll be pretty much finished by end of June, early July, I think is probably what we'd expect.
So, Glenn, when is this drilling going to start then, and what is the first target? You and I have talked a lot about the ODNE project and this Empire discovery. Is that where you're starting?
Yeah, I mean, Empire, we've got a discovery. We've certainly got a mineralized body. We know we've got the foundations for a project, you know. So, and the idea is we're always trying to get, we're on a path to greater than 1 million ounces. That's our objective here. So we will be certainly starting at ODNE. The idea is hopefully the drill rig will be mobilized by the end of April and drilling, hopefully just before then if we're lucky. So that's sort of the timing. The idea is, you know, Empire Main sits down in the south of the ODNE license area over a, you know, demarcated. We've got a nice anomalous 4 kilometer zone where we've built up a number of targets. We are from the main zone. We've actually got east and west extension now. So that geochemical footprint sits at around 900 meters. You know, whereas before it was sitting around 300 meters. So we've actually we're actually drilling. Hopefully, you know, be able to extend that mineralization along strike, which is what we think is going to be pretty key to helping us get to 1 million ounces. And then furthermore, we've got our other targets around. So we've got the new Charger prospect just to the north, which is about a kilometer and a half north of the Empire Main Zone. And that's really a pretty large 700 meter also soil geochem anomaly that has been augured, and it looks like it sits in a fold hinge. So it's quite a compelling target. So we're pretty excited about that. So, and the good thing is we're talking these poolings or potential traps, mineralized traps, being really close by. So we are looking at building ounces in close proximity to Empire Main, as well as developing any one of these areas to greater than 1 million ounces by themselves. So keep on building these ounces. That's what we're doing. And proximal ounces, we've got anomaly 1 and 2 further to the east, 801.8 Ks. So really, the project area certainly is becoming more and more compelling in terms of that objective of ours and being able to deliver those 1 million ounces.
So how are you going to go about testing that 900-meter geochemical anomaly or footprint at the Empire Main, and then also that 700-meter geochemical anomaly at Charger? I assume the holes will be relatively shallow, but what is the attack strategy here?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously 10,000 meters, $1 million, you know, it's a good rate, but ultimately there's a lot of RC drilling in there with some diamond. And the idea would be, you know, as we've always said, you know, Empire Main, we understand really nicely. We know it's got some plunge to it as well. And we're down to the sort of 120 meter level at the moment in terms of the mineralized body. And we know it extends down at depth. So the 900-meter extension effectively on either side, so we've got Empire Gap and Empire West, and the idea would be, you know, we sort of think we have an understanding of what the geology is doing, and the idea will be testing that along the anomalies, and hopefully, you know, we're probably looking at fences anywhere between 60, 70 meters, 80 meters for starters. If we hit something, we'll start going a little bit deeper, kind of sort of come in underneath to kind of make sure that this thing's extending nicely at depth. But that would be the idea. So we'd be starting on Empire Gap, moving up from there, probably moving up to Charger, then coming to Empire West. That would be the sort of sequence. Gap, that is about 400 meters to the main zone that we pick up in terms of strike length. And then obviously it carries on, because it's a new area, it actually carries on being open to the east again. So, small steps, but ultimately that's sort of what we're targeting.
Yeah, this is a pretty good drill program, though, 10,000 meters. Let's also talk about Banduku, too, because in the news release it says discovery drilling over 5 to potentially 8 new drill-ready targets. What insights can you give us on these targets?
Yeah, sure. So I didn't actually clarify in the point before. So we're looking at initially probably around 5,000 meters at ODNE. When that's complete, we will move across to Banduku, as you mentioned, where we would be doing another 5,000 meters. And the reason we're moving across straight away is probably to give, assaying is taking a little bit of time. So rather than running ahead of the assays, rather give those the time to get those assays, we get the knowledge, and then we can actually come back in. So we'll move across to Banduku, probably after a month or so, drilling at ODNE. And then just in terms of the chats that we've had, you know, we've been exploring there for the last 2.5 years now, really working what we see as a 60-kilometer continuous anomalous trend, and actually hosts various settings along there. You know, what we believe the mineralization is going to be in 3 different settings. You know, we've got granite contact to the east called at Samanda, which is very similar sort of to ODNE. Then we've got the shear zone, you know, the sort of 40-kilometer shear zone, the Awari shear, where we'll be testing Farco. And then further to the north, when the structure moves up to the north, we've got the sort of 25-kilometer near continuous Kodio trend, where we have, you know, 3 really nice targets there as well. So those are the main ones, and then we have others sitting along the shear zone and Samanda, as well as on the Kodio. So that way we get sort of the 8 priority targets, but 5 are probably really for us, you know, screaming to be drilled, and we obviously confident in terms of what we have, and hopefully we plan to make a discovery at Banduku as well.
And that's really what this drill program is about, right? At Banduku, it's about making a discovery, and at ODNE, it's about building off of that Empire main zone and the Empire discovery.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Banduku is purely, you know, it is discovery drilling really at the end of the day. So again, shallow, you know, shallowish holes, trying to make sure, are we, you know, have we got into mineralization? Have we got into a structure? And from there, be able to build larger programs to actually extend the discovery. Key thing is obviously economic grade. You know, we really are looking for, you know, some sort of intercept where we actually can see some noticeable grade. You know, grade is always king in these, you know, in these markets and all markets, in fact. But obviously scale is key as well. But so that's the idea. But, you know, shallow holes, scout drilling, you know, get the structure, you know, hopefully get the mineralization, and then understand, you know, wait for results, get the results, and then basically come in and plan. And that's when we start looking at, you know, building out on those discoveries, as we have done in at ODNE.
Okay. Glenn, I appreciate the update. This is interesting. Getting that drill on the ground, 10,000 meters of drilling coming up in the very near term, and on a couple different projects out there trying to make a discovery and build off of that last discovery of the Empire Zone. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up and get those answered from Glenn, and we will probably follow up as we start to get some of those drill results and also when that drill gets on the ground. So, Glenn, I appreciate the update, and we'll be in touch in a few weeks.
Thanks very much, Corey.